working with members of Congress and sharing the story of the concerns of agriculture. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. A number of our farm groups over the course of the last couple of weeks have been making their way to Washington, D.C. with their fly-ins, visiting with members of Congress, visiting with the USDA and other organizations, talking about the importance of agriculture and the concerns our farmers and producers have. One of the groups making their way to D.C. was the South Dakota Farm Bureau Federation, led by their president, Scott Vanderwall, who talked about the importance of getting a farm bill done.
Everybody says they're dedicated to getting it done, and they understand the reasons. But when you start talking about the politics and the cutbacks that are now required, you know, the House Ag Committee has been instructed to save, I don't know how many hundred million dollars over a 10-year period. They start talking about, well, if that's the caliber of the cuts that have to be made, we're going to have to cut into food nutrition or SNAP a little bit. Of course, the Democrats cross their arms and say, no, you're not touching that. So there's a long road to go because of the politics involved and all the things that surround it. They do understand, especially the farm state people understand how urgent this is and how important it is for the security of our food system in this country.
And of course, Scott, a lot of talk about where we stand with trying to keep those trade doors open, our trade tariffs. I'm guessing that was also a big, big topic while in D.C.
Yes, and we made it clear to everybody we talked to, including our visits with the Mexican embassy and Canadian embassies, how important trade is to get that going both directions again, and they agreed with us. Part of the reason we've got this low economic time in agriculture and low commodity prices is because we're not selling it overseas. The previous administration did virtually nothing to look for new markets or expand upon the markets that we have now.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.